Books and Arts.
Johnson. Lost without translation. Language problems bedevil the international response to crises.
Sitting on a muddy floor beneath a tarpaulin roof, Nabila, a 19-year-old Bangladeshi, fiddles with her shoelaces as she listens to Tosmida, a Rohingya woman in her mid-30s. Both are crying. Nabila, a student-turned-interpreter, says awkwardly, she had it from all of them in her secret place. The struggle to tell the story of Tosmida's gang rape is not just an emotional but a linguistic one. Since some 700,000 Rohingyas escaped persecution in Myanmar and fled to Bangladesh over a year ago, many Bangladeshis, like Nabila, have suddenly found themselves with new jobs as interpreters. Tosmida's Rohingya and Nabila's Chittagonian are related but not identical. Interpreters, quickly trained, must try their best to understand another language and fill in the gaps left by cultural differences, including taboos about what victims can say. The biggest practical issues concern health, says A.K. Rahim, a linguistics researcher working with Translators Without Borders, TWB, a group that helps humanitarian agencies. In Chittagonian, health terms come from Bengali and English. Scientific knowledge and vocabulary have trickled down from educated elites. But among the relatively few educated Rohingyas, health terms come from Burmese. Most, especially women, who tend to be cut off from the outside world and denied education, have not been touched by that learning. Instead, they have developed their own lexicon. They avoid haze, menstruation, and say gusol, shower. Diarrhea, a common camp ailment, was routinely misdiagnosed in the first few months. Many Rohingyas reported, "My body is falling apart," Galamani Biaram, baffling healthcare workers. Sex is the trickiest minefield. In the Rohingyas' conservative Muslim culture, women are not supposed to talk about sex or their bodies at all. They employ euphemisms, using different words to describe sex permissible by religion or illegal sex and sex out of wedlock. Most of these terms are deliberately vague. They refer to shameful spaces and secret places. For rape, they might use a word that means forceful torture. This has legal consequences. "I cannot imagine a Rohingya woman standing up in court and saying, 'I was raped,'" says Mr. Rahim. Interpreters must be cautioned not to fill in gaps or encourage their subjects to say particular things. That could weaken a prosecution.